It's after the hour. Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show. I want to thank Auto Taylor. I've been taking my vehicles there and my wife's vehicle there for, several years. For well over, probably close to 10 years now. That's Auto Taylor and Greeley. Their vehicle diagnostics are advanced and, more importantly, accurate. Whether your engine's making a clunking noise or a squealing sound, or you're just needing to get that oil changed, Auto Taylor's the place for you. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Also want to thank SCL Mortgage for hooking us up and being a great sponsor of this program each and every week. Top Text Tuesday rolling on here. 970-478-1301. Weld County Swami could take the Broncos gift package today, or Pillow Fight Dan could get himself further in the mix. Eastside Chris could do it as well. Do want to thank Fresh Coat Painter South Platte for hooking us up with our gifts each and every week. If you call them today, you get a free mini cooler just by calling at 970-414-4131. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is up. Who's winning tonight? That's my game of the week. Colorado State, Utah State. And they're 8-point dogs. 8-point dogs. Man, that's got to offend you, CSU. Let's go. 41% of the hooligans saying CSU, yeah, 58% going with Utah State. Dixon's going back on the Deshaun Watson trade. Tua sucks. He refuses to throw the ball downfield. He doesn't throw the ball downfield a lot. However, again, even with Bama, you do what you're asked to do. And Alabama prides themselves on great defense, running the ball, kind of more of this traditional, old-school style of football. Miami, they're not going to take too many chances. He played in 11 games last year. And this is not really a case for Tua. Like, if I'm picking quarterbacks that I want for the Broncos, I'm really not going to go the Tua route. Would I take Tua over Drew Lock? Call me. Yeah, I would take Tua over Drew Lock. But when you talk about Deshaun Watson, you're right. Pillify Dan texting in. Of all those options, it's Miami. Miami's if he gets to pick, then it's going to be Miami. Then it's going to be up to Houston to figure out what exactly they want for him. Now, here's the options. Do you want more draft picks and then you draft a quarterback that you don't know much about? You know enough about him, as we all do. You see him in college and you get your combine reports. You do your deep scouting, but you don't really know until you know. That's what we've learned about quarterbacks. You just don't know until you know. Lamar Jackson is a household name in the NFL. Josh Rosen is the forgotten man. He was drafted nearly 20 picks before Lamar Jackson. So you got a lot of work to do if you're Houston. You say good, but you were going to build around Deshaun, but still, a lot of work. You were a bad team this year. So quarterback's not your only issue. It's the biggest issue for all of us, right? Every team, it's the biggest issue. But you got a guy that doesn't want to be there. And, maybe you're going to get, and they're going to have, listen, Deshaun and Houston are going to have to do some, if this really happens, they're going to have to do their own negotiating because Houston doesn't have to trade him. But Deshaun wants to be, if he wants to be, and he gets to pick where, do you meet in the middle and say, hey, we don't like the offer from there, so you're going to have to pick between these two. Otherwise, we're not going to do it. The other thing you have to think about, too, Colfax, Deshaun's made his money. He's 25 years old, a monster contract, signed that 4-year deal. By the time it's done, it'll be 28 or so. Do you look at that and say, when does that contract end? It ends in, it ends in 2024. He'll be an unrestricted free agent. It ends in 2025, excuse me. He'll be an unrestricted free agent in 2026. So this takes care of you for a while, right? Do you start thinking of titles? Because you don't get to be as good as Deshaun Watson if you don't think about winning big. There's quarterbacks, but then there's upper-tier quarterbacks. Winners are just built differently. There are NFL talents that love being in the NFL, and they're very good, can be great. But there is a difference. And so if you're Deshaun, do you also look at it? I know, Texters, I agree, Detroit's not exactly come live in Detroit. It's beautiful. It's not really that, but does he look at that and say, well, maybe Detroit has a better chance? Now, again, I'm asking. Because you also want to take into account, who's going to be the better team in the next 2 to 3 years. If that's something, because you've already got the money. The money's there. So I do think that's where the Broncos could step in, because I know the Broncos were bad, but can we agree that offensive line wasn't awful? In fact, maybe one of the stronger units. Wide receivers are only going to get better, and you're getting Cortland Sutton back, assuming that's not part of the trade deal. You know, I mean, the biggest problem with Denver was the two biggest issues that you look at for every team. Head coach and quarterback. Sorry, but that's it. Does that mean you get a better coach, you get a better quarterback, you're a playoff team? Don't see why not. I didn't think their defense was that bad. Their offensive line was pretty good. But I don't know. I thought it was interesting in the press conference today, though. I was listening this morning, doing some prep, Colfax, listening to John Elway, George Payton. Well, Kisla of the Denver Post, no, it was Woody Page first, excuse me. Woody Page asks Elway at the end of it, said, well, I'm confused, and I'm summarizing. I'm confused a bit. If George Payton says, I want to trade 3 first rounders and player to be named later for a certain franchise quarterback, do you have to sign off on that? And Elway said, I would obviously throw my 2 cents in and give him my advice, but ultimately it's his decision. How do you think that goes down if George, because, okay, they asked about Drew Locke too, and Elway said he's still high on Drew Locke. Those were his words. I'm still pretty high on Drew Locke. But as a good VP front office guy would always say, we're always evaluating that position. So you leave it open. How does that look if George Payton comes to you and says, I want to trade 3 first round picks and Bradley Chubb, and I got to throw in Drew Locke, who you're high on, for Deshaun Watson? And you say, John Elway says, I don't think that would be a good move. I think you're mortgaging your future, and I still think Drew Locke can turn it around and be a really good quarterback. Plus, Bradley Chubb, we invested a lot in, and we do think he's going to be kind of a guy we build around our defense. So I'm going to say no. So then what happens? George Payton goes, I kind of like that move though. I think I'm going to do it. Do you expect John Elway and George Payton to just go, all right, cool, shake hands and walk away? And then everything's gravy? There's no built-in, you know, already kind of some rivalry there? You're thinking, Colfax, you're thinking, well, that's the guy hired to do the job. Well, if you hired to do the job, then why would you even give him your 2 cents at all?
You wouldn't. And I think that was, you probably wouldn't even. Even though he kind of said it, he clearly made it.
I think that you have to make that decision today. Like, you have to say, if I give you my 2 cents, that means that that's my decision. If I don't, then that's your... See, I think that that's the way you want to do this thing. Now, I told you, I disagree with the fact that this is the year Elway decided to call it quits. I don't like it, stand by it, but it's done now. And so I think that if you're going to say, George Payton, you're the guy in charge, ultimately... Now, guidance and 2 cents, to me, is a little different. Let me explain. Guidance, to me, is like... Okay, 3 first-rounders, Bradley Chubb. All right, it's a pretty steep price. I'm going to say it's very, very steep, and who knows? Maybe Drew Locke turns it around, and that's going to be a bad look someday if Drew Locke goes to Houston and he becomes the guy and we're still not going to the playoffs. So think long and hard about it. That's guidance. 2 cents is, no, that's a terrible deal. I think Drew's going to turn it around, and I think we're better off staying the course. That's my concern. It just kind of took me back a bit.
2 cents is only worth 2 pennies. That's nothing.
That's true.
Isn't that the whole point?
It's very true. And
Elway just said his opinion basically doesn't matter. It's his decision.
But put yourself in Elway's position. Okay,
Elway doesn't care.
This guy, okay.
He's getting his paycheck. He's like super happy. I have no stress anymore in my life. I'm getting a fat paycheck to just be a somewhat figurehead for this organization. Yeah, they can run it by me, and I'm not going to. I'll say what I think, but they can do whatever they want.
You don't think an ego? You don't think Elway still has that ego?
If he had an ego, he'd still be trying to bang it out here, man.
See, some would argue with you and say it was his ego that made this decision, so he doesn't have to be the fall guy anymore. Now he has a guy that can take the blame, and he doesn't have to answer the question.
No,
because Elway's, I'll tell you, you laugh. I tell you what, Colfax, Elway's never going to have to do one of these press conferences again. George Payton's doing them. Elway's never going to have to stand up and say, hey, no, we're evaluating the end of the year. He doesn't have to do that. He is Joe Ellis now. Because you barely see Joe. You see Joe Ellis way less than you see John Elway. So now it's not Elway. It's George Payton's decision. Oh, that was Payton's decision to mortgage our future on Deshaun Watson, and now Drew Locke's the greatest of all time. I'm not going down and going down for that. See, I disagree. His ego is what got him here. Love Elway or hate Elway,
he has an ego. He traded Tebow, or got rid of Tebow for Peyton Manning.
Because of his ego?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was the move to make.
Well, he just didn't. He was so scared that he'd be outshined by Tebow. So I'll go with you there.
The old Tebow thing. You're going to make my face turn red. I think that if you're out or you're in, you're either Joe. So Joe Ellis vetoed a few things. Pillow Fight Dan says Colfax is so much more right than Brady is on this one. Elway sharing his opinion. Then what would you say? Hang on, bear with me. You do here.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
So then what are we doing here?
We're pretending.
Why are we paying this man?
Because he's got a pretty face, man. He threw footballs for us at one point in time.
I love John Elway. I have a frame of a jersey signed, and every time my kid and I go by it, we go, oh, yeah. It's great. We all love Elway. But come on. If he's backing out and he's just going to be the guy that's working from pool and they call and say, hey, here's what we want to do. I don't know, bro. You do whatever you want to do, man. It's your party. I'm just living in it. It's your world. I'm just living in it.
I think him giving his 2 cents would be like, yeah, maybe try and get it for a little less. But if they don't take it, then yeah, go for it. You know, maybe hold one of those picks back if you can and see what we can do. That's 2 cents to me. And then that would be a little bit of wisdom that he may or may not have.
Okay, but if the scenario turns this way, and it's Elway going, I think that's a terrible move. Peyton says, I'm going to go with it. You don't think that there's something in a split second where Elway's like, he's going to go against me.
Does he even technically have that power?
Nobody knows, man.
I don't think he does.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows what his job is.
Who cares if his ego's hurt? He'll deal with it.
He said that again in the press conference, too. Like, ever since I got this promotion or whatever. I'm like, what are we talking about here? What promotion? What? So what do you do? Yeah. What's your decision-making process then? If this is arguably, if you trade 3 first-round picks, a Bradley Chubb and Drew Locke, that's a way bigger price than any of the other teams that Good Morning Football talked about this morning. That is the biggest move. That's bigger than your stadium name. It's not bigger than the ownership, but it's still a big name. Pillow Fight Dan, who cares if they're paying Elway or not? It doesn't count against the cap. If they have the money, then let capitalism capitalize. What are you capitalizing? If you're paying a guy to not do anything, you're not capitalizing. I'm not caring about the salary cap or anything. I'm just asking the question. You're telling everybody you got elevated. Don't tell me it's snowing when it's 90 degrees outside. You know, I don't understand that. No, capitalism I'm all for, baby. Hell yeah. But I'm not going to pay you, Colfax, to just sit in your office and not do anything.
Well, no, I'm not John Elway, though.
It's true. Oh, it's crazy, man. I don't know. I go back and forth. Okay. Dixon says, since Elway brought this guy in, any decision Peyton makes is also Elway's decision. If he gets all the credit for Manning's accomplishments, he gets all the good and bad with Peyton, too. Is he even going to be there past this year? And if he isn't, which I think most of us feel like he's not going to be, then why does he get to give 2 cents on the biggest move that could shape the franchise for the next 10 years?
Because he's John Elway.
Man.
He has a little bit of wisdom, right? He has some experience.
He does. You're right. He does.
Especially in acquiring big-name quarterbacks.
I mean, once.
Once.
Once is better than nothing,
man,
right?
Buys you 5 years or whatever.
Oh, boy. The whole thing just seems goofy to me. Like, the idea of a figurehead is always just bizarro world to me.
Yeah, me too, man.
And that's what it is.
I mean,
it's...
I'm not going to say any more there.
You're going to get all political. Yeah. a figurehead, like, in this situation, like, I never got those other guys that said, oh, Elway just needs to call it quits, go off into the bigger office, and be far away. I mean, come on. I never bought an Elway car dealership from the dealership, Pillify Dan. He says, who cares if they're paying? Oh, we already said. His name. Did you buy cars from Elway dealership because they have a great safety rating? What the hell has Elway's name done for Denver in the last 5 years? Got you Vic Fangio? 61-year-old Vic Fangio? Oh, man, that was a hot commodity there. Sweatpants and all. I mean, seriously. AJ Boye? Yeah. That was a winner. Melvin Gordon is pleading not guilty to a DUI. That was one of the biggest moves of the offseason. I don't even know how that works. You've got to be arguing that the breathalyzer didn't work and the guy's speed gun didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
75 and a 35, and he tested.
If I had $1 million to throw at that, I would try and get
it.
You'd
fight it so you could play next season on that contract,
why
right?
Not?
Okay, so what has his name done? I love Elway as much as the next guy. Trust me. But what has that name done in 5 years?
Oh, nothing. But
that's why. I think we could all kind of get on the same page. That's why you should have waited. And I know they wanted George Payton. They probably wanted George Payton. Now that this is all done, they wanted to get him now. And basically, it was like, it's now or never, John, if we want George Payton. Because nobody's getting an argument from me. I think based on his resume, it's going to be a good move. I just hope, because the decision's been made. I can cry about it all year long, but the decision's been made. Now that it's made, I don't necessarily want a foot in with Elway. Go golfing, make the decision on whatever those other big things are. We're told that those are going to be the big decisions. Not these decisions, but the big ones. Like, I don't know what that looks like.
So I think here's where John Elway's ego ends. It's in a press conference like that when Woody Page asks him, what is it you say you do here? And he says, well, I'm going to give my 2 cents. But
yeah, that's true.
The decision is his.
So
that's his ego. That's
where it stops. So that was the ego saying, well, I'm not just
I'm not just going to be golfing, even though I will be. But
so you think his ego kind of came into that portion of it, and you're not going to say, no. He did say it was ultimately his decision, but I guess my brain's just going, how does that work? If Elway disagrees with it, and Payton agrees with his own move, obviously, how does that work? And that's where my brain's going. Because Colfax, Elway hasn't always had the best history with guys once they get to a certain point. Gary Kubiak wanted Brock Osweiler. John Elway wasn't sure. I think that's where we started. And I know Brady, he had health issues. Gary didn't want to be there anymore. It started with Gary calling Brock Osweiler saying, you're our guy, man. Trust me. And Elway never picking up the phone. And ultimately, Brock went bye-bye. And that's where it started. And then Gary didn't, he finished the year at 9-7, and it was crazy time. Lieutenant Spangle, they're just trying to give Elway the out where he goes out on his terms but doesn't tarnish the relationship between the organization and an all-time great. And that's what I feel. I feel that's the case. But, again, yeah. I guess I believe too much what I hear when people say, I'm going to be giving my 2 cents. I just picture Elway in his suit and tie there at the office putting in the old 9-to-5. And then given his real decision, and you're having a real argument about it. Pillify Dan, if you love Elway so much, why are you so bent out of shape about him being a top-level consultant with the title of president or whatever? So what's Joe Ellis then? Like, Joe Ellis introduced John Elway, then John Elway introduced George Payton, and then George Payton introduced Vic Fangio, and then we flipped it back to John Elway. A lot of cooks there. I'm bent out of shape because it doesn't make sense. You're either running the show or you're not.
You know what? That's too bad.
And the other thing is, I find myself agreeing with Kisla on this. Elway picked, other than just this being one of the last years, he picked a fine time to leave. What's that song? Fine Time to Leave Me, Lucille. You got to deal with Justin Simmons, big contract. You got to figure that out. You got to decide what to do with Melvin Gordon. Von Miller is a giant elephant in the room. Andrew Locke. And now you brought in a guy to clean up that giant mess. Okay, at least you're acknowledging that you can't clean up that mess, but it's an interesting time. I tell you, I would have liked to see Elway go one more year, but now it makes sense because George Payton might not have been available, probably wouldn't have been available next year. 25 minutes after the hour. You can love Elway and disagree with him. You can love people and disagree with them. I love Elway. This move makes zero sense.
Follow your UNC Bears all the way to March on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. No code now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
First Advantage text line 970-478-1301, our Power to Play sports poll question of the day. And you guys got to check it out. CSU or Utah State? Who are you going with tonight? This is, listen, now the Aggies are 8-point favorites. And Colfax, I think you're leaning on maybe picking the Rams to win outright tonight.
Yeah, I think, you know what, I'm going to take it. Let's do it. Let's see it.
Ah, man, I'm close. I'm close to taking the Rams tonight. I think if this is the night to do it, it's tonight.
Yep.
Because if you do it tonight, then you know Utah State comes back.
You can take them by surprise tonight, you know?
Yeah.
It's a little less to work off of.
They can't. I know they're the comeback kids this year, but I don't think you can get down to a Utah State team. They're so good defensively that I don't think you can come out down 10-15. And make those crazy comeback. But then again, I didn't think he could do it against San Diego State either. But Namus Ikeda is something else. 12 points per game, 9.4 boards per game, 3 blocks per game. He's a stud. This is a very good defensive team. They're undefeated in conference play. I'm gonna be really, really interested to see how this one goes down. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. Man, we got into it a little bit there.
It's fun.
You're good with this whole thing. You're good with it now. You're just like, this is fine.
Yeah, it is fine. I think it's the best thing that could have happened.
I feel like it's Wizard of Oz now. Always the pay no attention yeah, to the man behind the curtain.
So
does that mean George Payton is... What's George Payton? Is he Dorothy? Who's Dorothy in this situation? Who's Toto? Is Vic Fangio Toto?
No.
He's the
lion, clearly.
He needs more courage?
Yep.
I mean, the way he handles his timeouts, you could make a case for, you know, he needs to be more like, he's like the Scarecrow. I did think, you know, again, I call out Kisla and I call out, you know, Woody Page. They ask the questions, man. Kisla, somebody asked him, like a fluff question. What are you making him for dinner? What'd you have for dinner? You know, because we're going off of that whole thing last week because we made such a big deal about Vic ordering a cheeseburger. Somebody asked the question, what did you make George Payton for dinner? And, you know, Vic's like, oh, he doesn't get my meatballs yet. He's got to earn my trust. Da, 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 da. Kisla asked him and said, you know, that's great that you're taking him to dinner and everything, but ultimately, you know, you guys could develop a good relationship, but, you know, if things go south this year, you could be in the crosshairs. And, you know, Vic answered it well, but I mean, it's a crazy industry, isn't it? Vic's a part, how much of a decision, a part of that decision? I don't know, but he's a part of that decision. He went to the dinner. A year from now, he could be gone.
Did he choose the burger or did they make him take the burger?
They probably made him take the burger.
You know, we're all going to get steaks, Vic.
Yeah.
You eat the hamburger.
Vic, we're, you know, I'm covering two today. I'm going to cover, you know, Joe Ellis. Is like, I got Elway and we'll get George, but, I only have enough money for three, so.
Burger's cheap.
Burger's a little cheaper, so why don't you get your own tab? I'm rooting for him. I don't believe in it. I don't think it's going to work. I do think George Payton might be able to recharge this franchise. The question is it going to be now or next year? And, again, it's a game changer if Deshaun Watson comes here. Is it a game changer if Matt Stafford is the quarterback for the Broncos? I mean, Stafford's good.
Does it get you excited, though?
No.
No.
Doesn't get me excited. And if he was, like, younger, then maybe, like, Deshaun Watson, look at his numbers. That gets me excited. You know, I mean, he was in the playoffs last year. So, you know, and the other question, how far away is Houston? Was this just one of those years, or are they really bad? So they were a playoff team last year. Boy, there's a lot coming up, man. There's a lot of things really to sift through here. Well, then you have the situation, really. Von Miller, that whole thing, we're waiting to get that out. But, you know, Jeff Legwald posted on ESPN that Melvin Gordon pleads not guilty in the DUI case. Does that hurt your opinion of him? Does that, again, we want to wait till everything comes out. But typically when you know, he was arrested on October 13th in downtown Denver. He was charged with a DUI and also cited for speeding 25 and 39 miles per hour over the legal limit. I mean, I'm not that familiar with all this process. How do you plead and not, you just have to, you're basically saying that they were wrong? That the breathalyzer was wrong?
I guess it just means you're not going to take their plea deal and you're going to force them to prove it in court.
Now you're going to do, and so you're going to draw this whole thing out.
Draw it out and then hopefully get a lesser.
Would you have liked to see him just take it? Because it's changed writers' opinions. I'm seeing guys now that were, you know, for him. They're saying, you know, maybe it's time to cut bait here.
Yeah, that doesn't take much to change a writer's mind. I don't know.
On the field wise, he looked good. First half, Broncos country hated him. Second half, they loved him. And then you have this thrown in the mix. I mean, is he better than Philip Lindsay?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, does he give you a better shot to win games at this stage? Yeah, second half of the season. How long will he be out? His next hearing is scheduled for February 24th. Potential jury trial on April 8th. If the case is not resolved before then, we'll see. He could still face league discipline in the 2021 season. Because he didn't actually have any league discipline this year. Because you had Kareem Jackson last year. Remember, he was suspended for the final two games of the 19 season after a December 16th court appearance that year on a DUI charge. He entered a plea of driving while ability impaired, and his suspension was announced by the NFL the very next day. Well, Gordon's got the two-year deal. And if, you know, if you're not able to play that out next year fully, then yeah, it does change how that contract operates. Would you like to see Melvin Gordon back with this team? If you took the DUI thing away, would you want to see him back with this team?
Yeah, I mean, from a sports perspective, I think I'd like to see him no matter what.
Yeah, I think I would. I think I'd like to see Gordon back. Von Miller, would you like to see him back if you got the deal?
If he took the $11 million, cut his salary in half?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing right. What about with all this investigation stuff going on right now?
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that.
Well, it's kind of died down, to be real, but it's, you know, we're waiting to see how that unfolds.
I'd have to wait and see on that one. That's, I don't know.
I don't know. There's part of me that's like, do you just... You have Jarrell Casey, you have A.J. Boye. Are those guys that you think are going to be... I mean, Kisla basically made it sound, okay, you want guys that are Broncos. You're not going to get guys that are just like, I love the Broncos. Not for a while. That takes time. But he kind of goes off on Elway saying, you know, you disrespected Chris Harris Jr., and you might be disrespecting Justin Simmons, and you did disrespect Philip Lindsay, but you went and got all these other guys. You went and got A.J. Boye. And then you went and got Melvin Gordon, guys that aren't really dedicated to Broncos country. Chris Harris loved being a Bronco until he realized that he was kind of getting lowballed. He took a hometown discount first, and then Elway wouldn't even kind of hook him up. He gave him that $3 million. And maybe that was respect, but why not sign him to the long-term deal and then not worry about A.J. Boye? And then the Melvin Gordon thing, you know, we were frustrated, but it makes sense because I don't know that Lindsay's your... I love Philip Lindsay. I just don't know that he's a... This year showed me that. You know, first 2 years, I thought, yeah, he could carry the load. I don't know that he can. I think he's going to be a combo. He's going to be a number two guy, a nice number two punch. But I don't know that he's your bell cow. So, A.J. Boye, Von Miller, Melvin Gordon. Boye, if you have him and he can, you know, because he's going to have... still finish out that. They could have a strong cornerback crew if they draft a corner. If they draft a corner with that top 10 pick, you know, man, they could be suddenly loaded. Obviously, all the sports talk is important, but I can't get out of my head winning that PS5 and dominating in Madden, Lieutenant Spangle. All right, here's what we're going to do today. I'm going to take the fifth caller. Because we're up, we're due for a break here, right, Colfax? We're breezing past today's show. Does anybody even know what time it is? We're going to take fifth caller. I'm making it easy today. You want a PS5. You want a 1 in 19 shot to win a PS5. All you got to do is win the Madden tournament. Win a few games of Madden, and you get a PS5. That's it. We're playing at NoCo Mobile Gaming, February 6th, 3-ish, at St. Michael's Square, across from the tavern, parking it out there. All you got to do is show up. You walk in, they give you a controller, you play football. That's it. No weird gimmicks tied to it. A PS freaking 5. I'm going caller number 5 right now. 970-353-1310. That's our first advantage hotline. 970-353-1310. Caller number 5, you get in for your chance to win a PS5 courtesy of our first ever Madden tournament at NoCo Mobile Gaming. And thanks again to Greeley Bears Pop Warner. Caller 5, 970-353-1310. Kovacs, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley. And you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Don't get me wrong, I'm happy with the direction right now. I kicked and screamed a little bit at wanting to see the Duke try one more year. This is the year, go out kicking and screaming, right? Because there is no tomorrow. That's where I am. There's no tomorrow for this current situation. I don't know what the future is for Vic. I don't know what the future is for Joe Ellis and John Elway. I mean, Joe Ellis is done after, what, this year or is it next year? New ownership squabbles, all this stuff. Brittany and Beth, what's going to happen there? To me, that this next year is great, but I still feel like it's this weird tweener year. Now, again, if George Payton, even if he struggles next year, no one's going to really put that on him. Unless he trades for Deshaun Watson, and Deshaun Watson is bad and Drew Lock is a stud. Like, that would be a bad move. But nobody's expecting Peyton to work a miracle next year. If he does, it's all gravy. So you would imagine that any new owner that comes in is going to look at the guy's resume and basically go, no, we're set here. The rest, we'll see. But again, you do have that, you know, the new ownership thing. He'll be locked into a contract, and that's with the way the NFL works. No one's protected 100%, but more than likely, he's going to be there. The rest, I'm just not so sure about, meaning Vic Fangio and Drew Locke and John Elway. Dixon, don't you have a NFL.com to refresh to see if Patrick Mahomes is playing? Elway is awesome. So is Vaughn. Sign Simmons as well before he's gone. Will Mahomes be back? It really depends. But Brady, I used 3 exclamation marks, so now we're best friends. Whoa! That's going back to the beginning of the show. My best friend, one of my best friends, I have many of them, Coach Nico Medved, shot me back. Thanks, man. You know, cheering him on for the game tonight. Just wanted to let him know. I was thinking about him, thinking about this Rams team. Because I don't want to look stupid for asking the question, could this Rams team be the greatest Rams team we're seeing right now? And everybody hated that question. Go beat Utah State. I'm going to ask it tomorrow. I'm going to ask it at 4 in the morning. The earlier, the better. Wow, that's a good text by Dixon there, Colfax. Coming in strong. Coming in very strong. Elway is awesome. Vaughn used to be awesome. Simmons, yeah, we better take care of him. Mahomes will be back. There's no way Mahomes isn't coming back. Like, he'll pass concussion protocol. Like, no, he'll get through there. I'm sure they'll figure it out. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Guys, we're filling up our Madden Challenge list. We're halfway done. Halfway there. We've been trying to kind of do it a couple every other day or so to kind of give everybody a shot here. So we're getting there. Your chance to win a PS5. 1:49 the time. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. What's on TV tonight? Who's getting second fiddle on altitude? Should that team be offended? We'll be right back.
Keep up with your favorite high school basketball teams with Preps Radio on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams. You're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Started on this whole story. We were gonna get to it today. New York Mets former GM Jared Porter now acknowledging sending explicit images to female reporter when he worked for the Cubs. I mean, explicit. This is a bizarro story. First off, it's disgusting. I don't get that culture, man. I don't get texting pictures of yourself over to, even if you're like dating that person or whatever. I don't understand it. You're gonna see that, and if they're not responding to your text, I really don't understand it. But this is a weird world we're living in, Colfax. I want to go back to 1986. I was a little boy. But this is bad. Mets doing the right thing, getting rid of him. Good thing. This is a crazy world we live in. Plus, how in this day and age do you think you're not going to get caught for that? Everything's on your cell phone. Everything. And it's not going away, even when you delete it. All right, we got to pick a winner today. I hate to do this because it's a Broncos gift package. You, Hooligans, I'm challenging you. Next Tuesday, you cannot let this man win, but Dixon takes the day. Yeah. Wow. Now, plenty of text today. Didn't even get to the guys I was reading off and on, kind of rising to the top. So, you know, just bring the heat next week. Bring the heat. You can't let Dixon win. He's going to burn that thing. And we're contractually obligated to give it to the best text. That's just the way it is. It's going to do it for us. Inside the Bears Den tonight with Jason Alvin, 6 to 7 o'clock, all things UNC. Good night, Northern Colorado. Let's go Rams!